אז איך שנסתכל על זה ונסתכל כן פעמיים, היום זורם זורם כמו אתמול, כמו שלשום, וזה אותו כחול גדול, אותו עוף בשמיים.
This is Dr. Allie Evans welcoming you to Light on Health, a show where we shine the light on a full spectrum of topics that affect your health and that of our entire community. My guest today is Everett Schlarb, who is a professional Bowen work practitioner. And I, like I was saying to you before, I'm so happy to talk about Bowen because I didn't know what it was and no one's talked about it on the radio that I know of. So welcome to the show, Everett.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's great to be here and to talk about Bowen work.
Yeah. So I want to hear about, why don't we first just tell people what Bowen is so we can kind of demystify, and then we'll talk a little bit about you and your journey in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Bowen work can be explained many ways, but the gist of it, it's a type of healing body work that affects the whole body. In general, it is communicating to your nervous system and resetting it into more of a balanced state. So healing can take place with gentle moves or touches. It will communicate through your connective tissue, your fascia, to get your body into a rest, repair, relax mode versus being in a fight or flight mode, which many of us can feel like we're in today's world. And healing only takes place when we're in the rest or repair mode. And being that we can only be in one or the other, Bowen work helps get you into the healing state and activates your inner ability to heal itself.
And do people compare, what's the most, kind of the closest comparison to Bowen? Would it be, I mean, massage therapy, not really, but...
It's generally compared to massage. A lot of Bowen work takes a place on a massage table.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the most direct comparison. It's not massage work because it has these built-in wait periods. So after a client receives a set of moves, they're generally left alone for at least 2 minutes. So the body can take time to process the input and integrate and start making some changes if needed. And so that's how it differentiates from massage, mm-hmm. because you're not continually putting input into the body and touching it.
Yeah.
It's also been considered a type of energy work as well, because mm-hmm. there's more going on than just physical touch.
Right. So kind of a little bit of a Reiki flavor or...
Yeah, some people mm-hmm. compare it to Reiki because mm-hmm. of the energy and the movement and opening up channels for more flow, energetic flow.
Yeah.
Whatnot. But it comes from Tom Bowen, who is from Australia, and he died in the 1980s, and he wasn't interested in being a part of branding his technique or teaching it. So he allowed 5 apprentices to study underneath him and observe him. And then they were allowed to establish a curriculum to teach Bowen work.
So it was like after a secret, mystical, you can only teach this once I'm gone.
Right. And that's what really, when I first heard about that, drew me to Bowen, because you could tell by Tom Bowen's nature, what information you learned about him, that he was really into helping people.
Mm-hmm.
It was heard that he treated up to 13,000 people a year. He had a clinic by the end of it, and many people would just show up early in the morning ready to get in and get some work from Tom. And he wasn't always charging as well. Mm-hmm. It was around the time in Australia where they were just starting to have more professional regulations, and he was basically wanted to help people.
Yeah.
And that's what drew me to Bowen work.
What was his background?
His actual background in terms of work was carpentry.
Oh,
working
interesting.
On houses.
He was like, let's undo this work of overhead hammering repetitively.
I think he just would help he would practice on people that mm-hmm. either worked with him or Australian football. He was with a lot of football teams, and before they even had what they called trainers or physios, physiotherapists, they didn't have official ones yet, and Tom was mostly helping a friend who was a coach. And players would run off the field or stay on the field because they were injured, and he would do a few moves on them and then say, "Oh, you'll be all right, son," and they'd get back up and start playing. And I was just reading a story about how when more physiotherapists were established, they were a little threatened by that, and they told Tom he couldn't start, or he wasn't allowed to treat because he wasn't officially trained. And so his friend who was the coach said, "Well, okay, I'm done coaching." So,
and then he was allowed to keep treating, or
he just he decided not to coach because they wouldn't let Tom be there. And then after a year of their team not doing very well, then they asked him to coach, and he said, "Okay, I'll coach if Tom can be my trainer." So he was noticing that players were able to go back on the field after Tom would treat them, whereas other physiotherapists, they would have to sit out for 6 weeks or whatnot.
Well, and it's interesting what you said about the nervous system and kind of these, there's the two branches, right? There's fight or flight, which is your sympathetic nervous system, or there's the rest, digest, repair, restore, which is the parasympathetic. I think if we could like label one epidemic of today, it would be getting stuck in that fight or flight nervous system, you know?
Exactly.
And any modality that's going to help shift that is going to be the most curative, in my opinion.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's what I really enjoy about Bowen work is I don't feel completely responsible for somebody's health, because I don't think that's ever true for any practitioner. But Bowen work, I feel like an assistant to someone's innate ability to heal, just turning on their own immune system and giving them the right support where they can do what their body is designed to do.
Right. It's almost like you just remove the roadblock and then the body can do what it needs to do.
Exactly.
And that stress nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, is so helpful and was designed for these moments of we need to turn on and run away from a saber-toothed tiger and then turn off. But we now are in a state where we don't have that turn off button anymore. And so we really do need people like you and people doing work to help that system tell it it's safe and shift into parasympathetic.
And it's easy to, you know, walk back out in the world and get triggered and
within
be right
like
back.
22 milliseconds. Yeah.
And so the more we can provide ourselves with tools like Bowen work to help our body get there itself, the better off we're going to be to fight off diseases or injury or illness.
How did you come across Bowen?
I had quite a bit of chronic health issues myself in my later 20s, and was seeing a massage therapist for neck pain. And then I moved away for a year from the Northwest. And when I came back a year later, I learned from a friend that my massage therapist had been certified in Bowen work and wasn't massaging anymore. So I was very curious about it and booked an appointment with her. And she did a Bowen work session on me and explained to me more about the training and whatnot, because immediately I could feel effects and it resonated with my body. And I was so curious about it. And then eventually took an intro class to it, where the intro to Bowen work class, anyone can take it and you learn a set of moves that you're then allowed to practice on friends and family. And after doing that, it just really felt like it was in my hands.
I was lucky enough to receive a treatment from Everett, which was so nice. And I thought I should do this with every single person I interview so that I have this kind of insider experience. But something that I really took note of, or that my body kind of noticed, is the gentleness and sort of it's almost like a compassionate healing technique. Like it's very gentle. And those pauses are sort of this way of allowing the body to reset, much like at the end of yoga when you do Shavasana and you're just letting it all kind of all the, you know, you shake the snow globe and you let all the little snowflake settle. Right. It just seems, especially in our culture where things are big and sort of pushy, you know, like let's do some big forceful manipulations, or let's do some power yoga, or let's, which is fine in its proper use. But that real, like, it just seems like a way of kind of gently and compassionately having the body shift gears a little bit.
Yes, it's going to be very subtle, but yet profound at the same time.
Yeah.
So how did you feel the next few days? Because bone work can work for your body over the next 5 to 10 days. So I was curious on how, if you noticed anything, or either during the session or after the session.
Yeah. And what I noticed immediately was that calming effect. Which, and we did a treatment in my home. My kids were home. Like, it's very easy to shift out of that the second I walk out of the room, right?
Right.
And it's like, oh, what's for dinner? And, you know, I have to get my son to basketball. And but I felt an effect, a kind of calming effect on the nervous system that did last. I slept really well that night. And then going forward, you know, I don't tend to have, or I don't feel like I carry a lot of tension in my physical, like in my muscles and fascia. Mostly I carry it in my brain. Like, how many things can I hold simultaneously? And I felt that. I felt like my brain was less full in a good way. Like I was holding on to less simultaneous tasks all floating around in my head.
That's good, because during the session you were mentioning how it's natural for you to hold on and not want to let go.
Exactly. So. Yes.
That's a nice effect for you to receive from bone work. And it demonstrates how it's not just physical results, but an overall healing
result. Oh, you mean the physical body is connected to the emotional and mental? What?
Yeah. Yes. I feel like, you know, the less that we can dissect ourselves and focus on one area, the more promising our healing will be, is if we can look at ourselves as a whole person and the sum of all of our components and what force we really can be when we're held together and feel like one being.
Well, and it's interesting, that idea of being held together, looking at some of these modalities that are body work but that treat much more than the physical body, a lot of them are fascia based. And when you think about fascia, it's like the connective tissue that meshes and holds together all of us.
Right.
And I think, I mean, we should wait 15 years and there'll be even more research, but the amount of research and just what they're looking at with, like, what the fascia actually holds.
Sure. It's very powerful. I mean, there are symposiums held all over the world now just about fascia and fascial work. And I like to compare it to fungus and mushrooms. And if you look at the way they are all connected under the ground, and it's a huge net and network, and very quick communication can happen across our fascia, being that it's wrapped around and encasing our organs, our blood vessels, our bones, and our cavities. And it's just pretty amazing, and stuff that you know that you'll never fully understand.
Right.
And that we're always learning.
Right. Something that was interesting to me receiving a treatment is that it's sort of like a choreographed dance. Like, you're doing a sequences of moves that are the same, right? Person to person. It's like a...
Typically, everybody's treatment's going to be a little unique or different. I've noticed just when I'm working, because I'm trying not to make it so much of me thinking and a protocol, but more as just doing and letting my body or my hands listen as I'm, as I'm touching or engaging with someone's energetic field. So sometimes I will do a move and I'll go back and look at the book and maybe it wasn't exactly how it was written out, but then I just trust that that's what their body wanted and in what order they needed it in.
Right.
But in general, yes, there's a low back move, upper back move, and neck move that I like to start with, start with the spine. And then from there, it sums out to a pelvic procedure, a sciatic issue, elbow wrist procedure. And there's all sorts of procedures out there with sets of moves that are very helpful based off of what people are complaining about or what they're directly suffering from.
And tell people who are listening, and by the way, to our listeners, we're talking with Everett Schlarb about Bowen work. Tell people sort of what they'd expect in a like what a typical treatment would look like, and you know how often they may come in. And I know it's probably individualized, but just what they could expect, and I can kind of add in what what I found.
Well, this is nice timing of an interview because I'm in the midst of establishing my own practice. I've been certified in Bowen work for 5 years, but because of my lifestyle where I was moving around frequently, I was more doing it on the side or in people's homes just as a gift or for donation or for trade. And with that, it taught me that Bowen work can still be very effective in a maybe not so ideal healing setting. Most people who go out and get healing work right now might go to an office and it'll be isolated and they'll have, you know, it'll be a very calm setting and space. But I have a background in paramedicine and know that I can be very effective in any environment, whether it's someone's home or workplace or whatnot. So I'm trying to establish a practice that brings Bowen work to people's houses if they have the space for a table to be set up, or they can lay on their bed. Tom Bowen did a lot of Bowen work on with people just lying on a bed. Or Bowen work can be done in a seated position as well, which is, you know, helpful for people who are in wheelchairs and or just can't, because of their physical ailments, lay face down or on their back. So if you were getting a Bowen work session from me, I'm happy to come to your house. And usually my energy, my calm energy does set a healing presence. I've heard that feedback from people. And so I like to get a story from them on maybe what's pressing right now for them, or I'll have some follow-up questions based off of what they tell me or share with me about their story. And then it's just getting into comfortable clothing, or some people are comfortable not clothed, and then appropriate drapings done with sheets. And it's all about the client's comfort. The Bowen work won't be nearly as effective if the client is not comfortable. So a lot of people like to adjust for my comfort, and I typically remind them that I'm okay.
It's about them.
And it's about them, yes. And that, you know, with my paramedic background, I'm used to, you know, starting IVs in really weird positions.
Absolutely.
So I know that I can do a Bowen work move in weird positions, and I'm not going to be there that long, so it's okay. So, oh, sorry, you want to follow up something?
Well, I was going to ask, I was going to say that dichotomy of going from paramedics to Bowen work, it is like the two branches of the nervous system, right? You're like in the total sympathetic fight or flight field of paramedics. And then let's go to the calming exhalation side of Bowen therapy.
Right.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
The way you put that. Yeah, so I'm in the process of trying to get funding for an ambulance that I could have my practice out of. Because I realize that not everybody might have, or they might not have an ideal space in their house for healing to take place. Either there's no room for a table, or it's maybe something in their home's too triggering for them and they just need to be out of that environment. And so it'd be nice to have an ambulance for them to come in the back of, and then we can at least get a session in.
Do you envision it like transformed? You don't have like oxygen tanks and transformed
I would have my
into
own,
this mobile healing.
It would have a touch of myself in the back, and you know, however comfortable I can make it look back there. But it'd be nice to have an ambulance that I'm used to working out of, and then know how to make the adjustments from there.
Yeah.
I got pretty comfortable working out of an ambulance in that type of space. So that's what I envision.
And you can get to them very quickly that way. Throw the sirens on and you'll be there in 28 seconds.
Well, I wouldn't abuse or misuse the emergency lights.
Yes. Is there, so now that you've kind of worked with, you know, lots of different people and done bone work on people, what do you notice, or what kind of differences, and what are you feeling in people? Like, is it really drastic that you kind of do some moves on someone and you're like, wow, your fascia is so tight and your whole body is like tense and holding on, and then someone else, it's like a completely different energetic blueprint?
Yes, it does range while working on people. With bone work, the whole idea is less work, like less touch, and is more effective. So they say less is best, and that's why there's those wait periods built in. So if someone I've noticed is very sensitive, like maybe they're already feeling effects from a few moves, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't do that much bone on them. Mm-hmm. You want to do just enough moves and inputs to elicit the healing response. And that's enough for someone to process, I believe. And then there are those where their connective tissue is extremely tight or inflamed. And I try to take in their lifestyle and how busy are they, or how much are they resisting or running away from things in their life, or mm-hmm. maybe just issues with themselves that they don't want to look at. And those I might tend to do quite a few more powerful moves on them, more because maybe they don't believe it's going to work. And mm-hmm. so what I like to call, you know, slam them with some really powerful moves, and then they can't deny that they're feeling effects, and then they'll trust the work a little bit more.
And for those listeners, slam them means like the most gentle touch ever,
but still
powerful.
Yeah, sort of puts you into a different mental state phase. Like when I help people sit up after a session, it's like they've just received an acupuncture treatment and they're just a little out of it, and not everything's working the same way as when they laid down.
Yeah, I think that's a very similar analogy. I had that thought too. Even what surprised me about the treatment, and you had told me about this, but the mm-hmm. surprising part was sort of the rhythm of it, where it is you'll come in and do a move that maybe takes a minute, right? Mm-hmm. And then leave the room for a few minutes mm-hmm. and then come back in, and similar. But that rhythm of the pauses is different than what people are used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think people are, know what the word is. Like, I think we as a human species kind of grasp, and it's like more like, keep going. We mm-hmm. want more. And it's this kind of pause that, is spiritually healing too, if that makes sense. Like, it's mm-hmm. a pause where you have to exhale and just be for the moment. Mm-hmm. And in acupuncture, you know, after you get needles in, you're often on the table mm-hmm. for 15, 20, 30 minutes by yourself, just letting the needles mm-hmm. Do their work. But I felt very similar after, you know, getting up from the table and sort of like, okay, now we re-enter real life.
Right. Yes. And, bone work, typically the length of time of bone work is mostly the wait periods and laying there and processing. And I think that's an important space to hold for people with our hustle and bustle society. We're just wanting to be in constant movement and motion. Mm-hmm. And I really think the profound healing takes place in those wait periods.
Yeah.
Bone work could be a few moments, one really powerful move, and some, a 5-minute wait period, and you're good. Or it could range from an hour, you know, just depending on what that person needs.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think the, telling people to meditate, let's say, is extremely hard. Like, people's brains and nervous systems are so wired to do instead mm-hmm. of just be, that it sort of puts this burden on people. Where I know a lot of times my patients will say, like, even trying to do a 3-minute meditation, my brain is all over the place, and then I feel like a failure.
Right.
And then I'm judging that part of my brain that won't relax, and it's mm-hmm. sort of this vicious cycle.
Right.
I think when it's, you know, what I notice with Bowen is you're passively receiving something, and then kind of accidentally you're having a few minutes of a meditative state, and then you're receiving again and having a few minutes, and it sort of tricks your mind into being in that more meditative state without putting the pressure of like, okay, ready, set, don't think about anything.
Right. It's very helpful with that. And I feel like a goal of mine with bone work is mostly to help people get back into their bodies and listen to their bodies and listen to what their body is trying to tell them, and that we are the driver of our own healing.
That's right.
And we can ask for help and let other modalities or practitioners help us, but in the end it's going to be up to us to do that work.
Right. Is there any for our listeners who are kind of wondering if it's a fitting technique for them, is there any contraindications, like anyone that you would think of that can't receive Bowen? Because I'm thinking of even people after traumas and accidents, it's such a gentle technique.
There's contraindications for certain procedures depending on the person's body and what they might be receiving, but I believe bone work is for everybody, and everyone deserves bone work because it can be so effective.
Kids, babies, pets?
Yeah, kids and babies receive Bowen much more efficiently than adults do.
Yeah.
They don't need the wait periods the way adults do. So I love doing bone work on kids and babies because they're naturals at their own healing. I do it on pets, but I can't charge for or have any rates for animal bone work because I'm not certified or have done that specific training.
Oh, but there are people who do that.
Yes, it's on. It's mostly almost the research is from horses, but yeah, there's a big field of bone work on animals because they don't need the wait periods either. They take to it really well.
Yeah,
so. But I've snuck it in on some pets here and there, and they've come up and like thing to me the next day. I can tell by the way they approach me.
Yeah. So for people who are interested in getting some Bowen work from you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you or get some more information?
I am a very slow person and don't jive well with technology. So
it's good to know our limitations.
Right. I have a flip phone, but I do communicate with it very well. So text message or phone calls, I like, and leave me a voicemail. Even if you hear my outgoing voicemails in Spanish, don't be alarmed. Just leave me your name and number and I'll get back to you. So my phone number is 503-351-3881. That's 503-351-3881. And, the LLC name I established is called Left Out Care. I do not have a website yet, but that there's more to come on that.
Well, we have a new year coming. We can set lots of new intentions for the new year.
Exactly.
Website in 2020. And you don't bill insurance?
No, okay. Not right now.
Yeah. Do people bill insurance for Bowen, or is that something that's typically not
covered? I think there's, with Bowen work becoming more and more popular, more established.
Yeah.
I could see that in the future.
Yeah.
I think practitioners that have found ways to do that are already licensed to touch as an LMT.
Yeah.
And in the state of Oregon, it's a little different where we're exempt
yeah.
from the license to touch. So we're allowed to practice Bowen.
So I really recommend everyone out there try it out. It really was a different healing modality than I had experienced. And it's really a gift to yourself. Yeah. So again, Everett Schlarb, a professional Bowen work practitioner, and the phone number is 503-351-3881. You have been listening to Light on Health. Thank you, Everett, for being here and talking about Bowen.
Thank you so much for doing Bowen work for the community.
So
thank you for being open to it and being able to share your story with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for having me. Special
thank you to our generous engineer, Dylan, without whom I would not be able to have a show. You've been listening to Light on Health. It is my hope that we've enlightened and empowered you to take one tiny step forward towards your own radiant health. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. פעמיים היום זורם זורם כמו אתמול כמו שלשום וזה אותו כחול גדול אותו עוף בשמיים אותו עלה של זית אל מחר נוטה ליפול אז בוא נתפור את הקרע האשליה שבגבולות שמפרידה עם...